Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Here, but here we go.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show?
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what a do. Oh, it's been a minute since I did that. I'm going to do it again. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what a do. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you for rocking out with me. This is a Twitter Spaces live episode. So if you wasn't here live, you getting the recorded version. But if you here live, you getting the live, and you'll probably get the recorded version later. You know, this is Thursday, August the 17th. It marked the last day of fall camp, I believe, for the Cavaliers. If I'm not mistaken, this is the last day of fall camp, last practice. I think I'm correct. But before we get started, salute to the sponsors. Salute to Aber Insurance. Go to aberinsurance.net for all your insurance needs. Home, business, auto, life insurance, the great people at Able Insurance. And make sure you follow the Ball Hawk Show on Believe Network. That's BLEAV Network. Search the Ball Hawk Show. Make sure you tap in. As they have allowed me to, well, they partnered with me. Ain't no allowing. They partnered, damn it. It's a partnership of utilizing both platforms to merge. Because I am my own damn machine. Don't y'all forget that. All right, I'm a machine, Jack. I go back to selling out the trunk. I ain't got no problem being Master P. All right? So we talking about the Wahoos, man. The Wahoos 2023 season. Going to recap some fall camp, my thoughts on each position. Yes, I don't know about offensive line because I stay away from the big ugly because I didn't play offensive line. And big uglies don't really like you talking about them. So some big uglies join the Twitter space. No, Stephon, you are not getting the mic. If some big uglies want to join the Twitter space, they can do that. But I will be talking about the quarterback position. Everybody want to talk about the quarterback position. Receivers, running backs, defensive backs, of course. Linebackers, defensive line. And then we're going to get to the schedule. And we damn sure going to talk about this disrespect that everybody been doing. Disrespecting the hell out of the Hoos. Like, when did that become cool? Huh? In my Dick Gregory voice. Huh? When did it become cool to just diss the Hoos like this, man? Like, y'all think we won't get active in our khakis and stuff? Like, we'll get active. Y'all know you say we drinking Zimas. That's okay. We'll get active with these Zimas, okay? We'll be a gentleman while we're doing it, too. So, fall camp, man. So, here's my thoughts from fall camp. So, recapping last season, in a sense, a lot of question marks, right? So, we lost Brendan Armstrong. Brendan Armstrong graduated and is now transferred to NC State. Best of luck to Brendan Armstrong. And then we get a guy named Tony Musket joins the crew. And people are wondering what they're going to see from Tony Musket or just the offense in general. Because last year the offense was, Petty Hawk, you want to say what the offense was? Yes, the offense was trash can juice according to expectations, okay? I ain't saying it was trash can juice, but the outcome was trash can juice. They ain't trash can juice. You got dudes in the NFL, you got NFL caliber players, so they ain't trash can, but the results was trash can juice. Is that good enough for you, Ball Hawk? Yes, that was good. So the offense struggled last season. Was it the scheme? Was it the players? What was it? I don't know. Hey, your guess is as good as mine's, but I know it don't help when protection is breaking down, reads ain't being made according to, you know, quarterback and the coaches. I ain't saying I said that. And then the elephant in the room dropping damn near 60 passes last year. 60. And you had a dude write a column and said that Marcus Hagan should get fired because of that. I ain't going to say his name, but he that, if that ain't, boy, I threw Shut the Hell Up Juice at him. Like, I know y'all saw my first pitch. I was throwing a curve drop. I was, you know, I threw a curve and went into the dirt. Low and away. You know, when it's 0-2 pitch, you don't throw it across the plate. So y'all saw me throwing an 0-2 pitch when I threw out for the Time Sox. I just want to put that out there because some people laughing at the pitch, but y'all ain't even understand the situation. It's always context to the situation, okay? So when you see the video, it's an 0-2 pitch. Low and away. I used to watch Greg Maddux and them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't beat Randy Johnson and Nolan Ryan throwing heat. But anyway, back to what I was saying. What the hell was I saying? Oh, talking about the offense. So, yeah. You got Tony Musket. My man OG Who call him gunpowder. I call him one shot. Because, you know, when you load the musket up, all you get is one shot. You got to reload it again. You know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, Tony. You probably only get one shot with the fan. Like, this fan base ain't patient with offensive coordinators and quarterbacks. Those two areas, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks, they not patient. And then you got a young bull from Florida pushing you, Anthony Calandria from St. Petersburg, Lakewood High. Playmaker, running around, drawed up in the dirt, letting it fly. Old Tebow-esque type deal. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say Johnny Football. I saw the documentary. Hell no. I'll never say a kid is Johnny Football. That joker right there. If look, sidebar. If they don't get Reggie Bush back his damn Heisman Trophy, Johnny lied to y'all face. Him and his homeboy. Lied. You lied in my Funk Master Flex voice. And you mean to tell me Reggie can't keep his damn stuff and Johnny Football got his? Johnny basically threw his middle finger up at y'all during that documentary. Go on Netflix. Look at Johnny Manziel's documentary. I want to start a petition to give Reginald Bush back his damn trophy. Okay? Benefits is not pads out here. I mean, you take a couple of dollars, that ain't helping you play better. Okay? Now, back to what I was saying. So, the quarterback position, man, everybody, all eyes is on 11, Tony Musket, who was successful at Monmouth in his own right, throwing over 50 touchdown passes in his career there. He did have a seamless transition to the scheme, though, because like I've been saying on interviews, he's like a blank canvas. He's going to be very receptive to anything the coaches provide to them. This is why, you know, when a CEO gets a job, they clean house because they want clean canvases. Not saying last year guys wasn't receptive to information, but you get what I'm saying. I always said it was difficult for the offense to really transition to Coach Kitchen's offense because they were so damn explosive the year before that everybody know it when things ain't going right. It's like, man, last year we would have did this, or man, I wish we could just do this. Man, this is what I really want to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And for all the folks saying he should have just ran a nine offense, go play Madden. No, I'm being serious. Go play Madden, right? Go find you a playbook you like, and you could just master that playbook, right? And you kicking high pots. I'm talking about you balling. Like, you can't be stopped. And somebody say, all right, let's play random, and you got to play with the team's playbook. And then you get that playbook that you ain't never used before, and you try to run it. Even though, like, one of these Madden gurus saying that's, like, the best playbook in America, and you get that playbook, and yeah, it got some cool plays. It got some money plays. But when it comes to situations, you don't really know what to run because you're not familiar with it. And that's how I correlate, like, Coach Kitchens when it comes to Anaz. Like, I ain't throwing no shot at you, Bob. But you throwing passes to linemen, though, when we need a play. It's amazing how everybody joked Dr. Bob for throwing a lineman. And all I heard last year when things weren't going right, man, you need to run Coach Nye's offense with this offense. Y'all can't have it both ways. No, 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 no. We not doing that. Y'all was doing that. Y'all was being hypocrites. Y'all was dissing Bob and throwing to the tight ends and the decisions. Not the tight end. I mean, look at that. The eligible lineman motioning away from the formation and the corner don't lead. Why we didn't have a check right now? You know what? I'm not going to rehash that. I'm not. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep going. Running back position, man. Running back position. Got a lot of depth at running back. Mike Hollins. He looks really good. Kobe Pace from Clemson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know about P. Jones. PJ2. Yeah. But the one running back I want to talk about. No. Petty Hawk want to talk about. Yes, I want to talk about this. Ball Hawk, let me talk about this. This running back, and I gave him this nickname. This the running back y'all need to watch. He better get touches. God damn it. Give him a scholarship. I'm talking about 34G. G34. Jack Greasy. We call him G34 or 34G. Just put a 4 by the G with the 3. That joker right there, every time you see him run the rock, if he with the ones, if he with the twos, if he going against the ones, if he going against the twos, it don't matter. G34, just find a way to get it done. I don't know how they're going to incorporate him into this mix because you got Xavier Brown as well. But Jack Greasy, give him a scholarship now, coach. If you got one, let me give it to him. Let me come out to the field. Let Petty Hawk come to the practice field or to the meeting room and give this man a scholarship ASAP. Because he just know how to find the crease. Ain't nothing fancy. Straight up and down, no special effects. And you better pack your lunch coming to hit him because he done got faster too. I'm excited about that joker. I forgot about Cody also. Cody in the backfield as well. Ahmad Foster in the backfield as well. Like, we got some depth. We got some depth at running back. But Petty Hawk's favorite back is 34G, G34. Which one should it be? G34, 34G, or just... Nah, we're going to come up with something. I like G34. Yeah. That joke is nice. Wide receiver, well, tight ends. We know our tight ends. We got Sackett Wood. We got Grant. Those been the two. You know, Sackett is just consistent, man. He's very consistent. And Grant done been to like 7 damn camps in college. I think this is 6-1. Probably a 7-1. I'm going to go with 6. I don't want disrespecting like that. Receivers, here's the thing about a receiver position, man. So Malachi Field is going to be very good. She's going to be very good. Now, this is barring injury off for everybody I'm talking about. This is barring no injuries, what I think. Malachi Field is going to be very good. Very, like, he another big 6'4", 215, 220 receiver that the long lineages of the John Fords and the Herman Moores and the Jermaine Crowells and the Billy McMullins, you get the drift. Just big body, get out my way, throw it up, I'm going to go pluck it, touchdown. And he do it, he not a diva, because y'all love to say receivers are divas. He ain't no damn diva. He get it out the mud, the old-fashioned way. If you want to request the mic, man, just hit the microphone if y'all want to talk. But I'm going to just keep going. Then we got JR. We saw he made a big play in the spring game. And when he got a chance to play last year, JR was nice, man. And he another 6'4 receiver from Brooklyn. Demeek Sterling, fastest dude on the field every time he on the field. It don't matter who we playing, he's going to be the fastest dude on the damn football field. Book it. Number 6, Demeek Sterling. If you don't believe me, put your money up. He'll race anybody on y'all team, on your favorite team. If you're not a Wahoo fan and you in here, I don't care. Book it. Go look at him in the track season this year. And he's gotten better with his consistency, man. He's been making plays. This fall camp. I'm very proud of Demeek, man, because what he can do for this offense, how he opens a lot of things up with his pure speed, how he can just take the top off the defense. He's scary fast. That Joker can run. And we knew this from years past. It's just, you know, he was like, he just couldn't, you know how a little bit of can't get right, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on? What you doing? Slow down, calm down, sit down, hold on. But now he done slowed it down. Shout out to Coach Mills working with him as well. Like what I'm seeing out of the meet. But now I got to talk about, I hope I ain't forgetting. Now, look, if you a player and you listen to this and I don't say your name, don't come looking for me, man, okay? I don't want no smoke. Don't come looking for me because I know how sometimes we get sensitive, you know. Then we got our old reliable transfer, Malik Washington. He wearing number 4. He remind me of Billy. He way more than Billy. And this Joker, he nice too. I'm telling you, y'all saw the Twitter video today where he caught it with 3 fingers, right? Caught the little corner route with 3 fingers with 1 hand. Malik is a stud, bro. He a matchup nightmare in the slot. So I'm excited about Malik. You know, he transferred from Northwestern. Real good size for the slot, you know. 5'8", like 195. Real good weight. Runs good routes, very patient. Understands how to sit in the windows and zones. He's going to be good for us this year. He's a good ball player. Very good ball player. And then we got this freshman from Georgia. This Joker, Jaden Gibson. Nice. Capital N, capital I, capital C, capital E. Nice, nice. He going to play this year. I'm sorry. Hey, coaches, I'm telling y'all what to do. He playing this year. Hey, look, man, what he did in high school was ridiculous. How you have 5,124 career receiving yards in high school and 59 touchdowns? This Joker had 1,900 yards as a senior after he had 1,800 yards as a junior. That's ridiculous to have that many yards. And he enrolled, you know, at UVA in January. We saw him in a spring game. If I'm not mistaken, he scored a did he score a touchdown in the spring game? I think he did. On a short bang on the goal line. I think that was him. Anyway, he nice. He going to be good, man. So make sure y'all remember that name, Mr. Jaden Gibson. Now, as a sleeper receiver, that I think is going to be really good. Sleeper. And it's ironic he's wearing number 1. Sadarian Harrison, who comes from the same high school as the heir up there, Lavelle Davis Jr., RIP to the young king. Yeah. From the same high school as Lavelle Davis Jr., he wears number 1. And that Joker, he was a college quarterback. But he's a receiver now, and they got him playing in the slot as well. And all he do is get open. That's it. That's all Mr. Harrison does is get open and make plays. If y'all was able to see practice, if you was able to see the scrimmages, number 1, always making plays. Just make a play. That's just a nickname. Make a play, Harrison. That's it. Sadarian, make a play, Harrison. He 5'9", 172, so he's not a real tall guy, but again, he can operate in the slot, understands route concepts, understands the different zone windows, what to attack, when to stay put, when to transition to the next window, find the quarterback's eyes. He's a ball player. So both of those two true freshmen or first years, I believe, will be getting significant playing time. Significant playing time, in my opinion. So those are, how many receivers are named? J.R. Malik, Malachi, Demet, Jaden. So that's 6 receivers that are named. And we got some other ones, too. Tweety still coming back from his knee. What's other buddy name? Eli Wood. I like Eli. Eli make plays. We got some other guys too, man. So That's the receivers right there. That's the offense. As far as offensive line, don't look for Ball Hawk to give you no insight on offensive line. I told you, I stay away from the big uglies. No, sir. Look, all I know is I need five healthy, five guys in cohesion, five guys who could protect, five guys who could drive off. I ain't going to get into the logistics of who started, who this, who that. People moving around. They being versatile. We got guys playing different positions. Guys get banged up. This guy in, that guy out. I ain't doing it. You ain't going to quote Ball Hawk talking about nothing about the offensive line. No, no, not doing it. Hell no. No, 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 not doing it. No. Sorry. Mm-mm. We not doing the Petty Hawk. Don't even try it. Yeah, I don't talk about offensive linemen. Can we get to the DBs? Yes, we can get to the DBs. Now, with the DBs, you know we had a couple of transfers. I think, well, we had three DBs transfer in, if I'm not mistaken. Sam Westfall, he came from SMU. He plays corner. Malcolm came from Clemson. Malcolm Green came from Clemson, went to Highland Springs. And then one of the homies, Tavon Cowell, he came from Iowa State. So we had three corners transferring. Look, man, we lost two all ACC corners. Let me say that one more time. We lost two all ACC corners. You remember before the season, we knew Gucci Man would be good. Like, because Gucci Man transferred the season before. We had struggles with the guys who was here and was graduating. Made Damani Brown look like Superman every time we played North Carolina. He had over 200 yards. Yeah. And then Fentrell came into his own last year. Fentrell made all ACC and went down to the damn Tomahawk country. Now he at Florida State while Gucci Man with the Saints. Shout out to Gucci Man. So we got to replace two all-league corners. So between Tavon, between Sam, between Malcolm, and I'm going to tell y'all about this young freshman we got who I like too. Yeah, Dre Walker. When you talk about somebody who just go get see ball, get ball, it ain't always pretty. Like, sometimes you could give him a little something at the top of your route, catch him leaning, you know, take his leverage away from him. But I tell you what, when that ball go up in the air, old Dre Walker moonwalking to go get it. And he got some size. He's 6'1", so he got long arms. I like Dre Walker. I do. And you know how Coach Rudd do. You just never know who's going to play where. Cohen King's playing corner now. He's not a safety anymore. He's playing corner. Cohen's finding a home. I know a lot of people, oh, my God, we're moving another safety to corner. It didn't work with Devontae, or it didn't work. But look, come on, man, don't do that. I know y'all. I know it. I can hear y'all. I can hear you. We hear you. But Cohen been looking good. He been consistent, man. Yeah. He has. I'm not just saying that. He has. But I'm interested to see who's going to be the starter for the opening game versus Tennessee. Dre Walker jumps out at me. He still, you know, some technique flaws because he's young. But one thing you can't coach, and it's hard to keep off the field, somebody who go get the ball. Go give me an extra possession, son. Okay, coach. He go do it. Safety position, we got a lot. And all them jokers could play. First, I want to say Elijah Gaines is actually playing safety now. He's not playing corner anymore. He's playing safety. And also, Fish Grease still in the mix too. My man, Willie Simpkins. Willie Beeman. He's still in the mix too. But now we go to safeties. You got Clary. You got that. The most athletic dude on defense. I don't know. Jonas might be the most athletic person. I don't know. Malachi athletic as hell, too. But Jonas might be pound for pound the most athletic dude on the damn football team. Jonas Sanker, He'll bite your mouth off when he hits you, and he'll go pluck it. He'll pick you. So you just pick your poison with Sanker. He's a ball player, man. He went to the Covenant School. See, that's called recruiting. Covenant School, 8-man football. Go recruit, coach. I'm going to get Sanker. Go get him. Diamond in the rough. We don't care about your stars on your recruiting databases, okay? This kid's a player right here. 20, he can go. Trying to tell you. Who else we got to say? Aiden. Aiden Ryan, he'll lay the boom to you. He just been having like, you know, he be knocking himself out sometimes. Just need him, you know, relax. Another guy that jumped out to me is having a good fall camp is Dave Harrod. You know, he's a fourth year now for Fort Lauderdale. Dave having a good, since this is the last day of fall camp, I guess I could say, in my opinion, he had a strong fall camp. But yeah, the safety position is pretty stacked because we will actually move Kyle in to play some nickel. You know, so if he plays nickel, then one of the safeties are impacted. So if you got one of the corners coming to play the slot receiver, because a lot of times we would run three safeties. Like last year, we would put Bratton on the slot and basically run like a three safety look, if that makes sense. Because even if it wasn't a slot, he would go back up on a hash. So safeties, I feel comfortable with. I really do feel comfortable with our safeties. They all playmakers. And, you know, Clary a bite your face off as well. Linebackers, they may probably be the biggest question mark just because we know who Josh Ahearn is. And we know the potential of James Jackson. When you talking about a Scud missile that can fly around, that joker can run. You know, it's all about reading your keys, being patient, not overflowing, not guessing. But when it comes to just a playmaker at backer, he's that guy. Ahearn is that old school backer. Downhill, ready to knock everybody out. Snot bubbles. You know what I'm saying? That's Josh Ahearn. We got Lex Long. So Lex is playing some linebacker as well, if y'all didn't know. So he wearing that 3. Remember Anthony Poindexter played? I ain't saying he Anthony Poindexter, so don't kill me for that, but it's ironic that he was wearing 3 as a safety and he's playing some linebacker. It's ironic because that's what everybody felt like Quentin Blandon should have did when he went transition to the NFL, was going to camps. They felt like he should have gained weight and probably played. Why is somebody trying to FaceTime me while I'm on freaking Twitter Spaces? I'm using the phone. Stop. No, bruh. Yo, bruh. Like, really. I am on a podcast. Stop calling me. I'm ignoring you for a reason. Like, come on. Hold on. Do not disturb. Oh, there we go. Now, back to what I was saying. So Lex Long is playing some backer now. Got Stevie Bracey playing backer. Who else we got that I could think of? Don't kill me if I forget y'all name just off the top. I'm just having a discussion. I thought a lot more people want mics, but I could just keep rocking out. Trust me. I ain't got an issue. If you want a mic, request a mic. But if I'm doing a good job of just talking, you don't need to come up and talk, then that's good too. Oh, I forgot about Ethan Davies on offense too. We know Ethan can play too. I don't want y'all thinking Ethan Davies is not doing this thug thizzle. He is. And also, Davis Lane Jr., I know I didn't talk about quarterbacks and I didn't say nothing about him. Davis Lane is also playing safety now, if y'all didn't know. He's wearing number 29. So, yeah. Also, linebackers. The young boy, Cam Robinson. I'm interested to see how his year plays out. That's another one. Oh, you know a receiver that do jump out? Oh, I know. My mind do this, man. Another receiver that jumps out to me at practice, when I watch practice, is KJ Bratton. Like, either he fast as hell or he just, like, he get behind people quick. Shout out to KJ, man. I just had to give you a shout out. You know, I'm a diminutive guy myself. You know, you like 5'8". I'm taller than you. So when I'm taller than somebody, I got to shout them out. You know, ain't too many people shorter than me playing football. And you one of the guys that's shorter than me. But you fast. So, yeah. I'm going to give you a shout out. Anybody that's shorter than me, always, like, I used to shout out Billy all the time. You feel me? I'm shouting out Malik. He's shorter than me. All y'all shorter than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm tall. I told y'all I'm tall, man. Shoot. And Delaney Crawford's playing receiver too. We got to get that speed and space. So I know I forgot to talk about that. So yeah, man, that's a linebacker position, man. Who do I feel like is going to be the starters? I feel like Josh and James will probably be the starters. If we, you know, if we go in two linebackers, if we go three, then Delaney. Not Delaney. God dang it. Lex, I'll probably start because Lex is like a safety as well. So if they get caught in formation situation, he could bump out and possibly play over the slot and things like that. So I feel like it's between those guys. And things could change because you still got, what, a week, at, what, two, a little over 2 weeks before the first game? So let me get my man Jay Swishing here. And then we got D-line. So D-line is the one position, in my opinion, barring injury, my opinion. I don't know if y'all agree with me or not. It's one position I ain't worried about. I'm really not. Like, out of all the sacks we got last year, I think we got 30-some sacks. I think, like, 28 or 27 returned. And we got depth. We got, like, 8 legit guys on the line of scrimmage. And I know folks are worried about Chico Bennett, so let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Chico Bennett. And I'm going to get to your hand, Jay Swiss. Chico Bennett. I don't know. And I could verify. I was there. I don't know what happened Saturday. But he played the scrimmage. Played well in the scrimmage. Was moving well. Had some bad downs. Doing this, doing what Chico do. Showing versatility. Doing this thing. Because I want to let y'all know, coach was not capping when he said it was a freak situation. Coach talking. He addressing the team, addressing an alum that was in attendance for the scrimmage. All having a good time. Ha-ha, key-keying. Everything fine. Get a breakdown. Who's, whatever. Boom. All of a sudden, everybody just dispersed. And Chico just holding his knee. He's like, yo, what happened? He's like, I tried to stand up. I couldn't stand up. My knee just is like, no, I don't, It's almost like he stayed on the knee too long. And the knee had locked jaw like a pit bull. It just wouldn't straighten up. So, coach won't lie, y'all. I know a lot of people, a lot of times I don't disclose inside information, but I see some people kind of question, like, oh my God, no, this can't be right. That doesn't make any sense. It's the truth. I'll verify that. He was fine. All scrimmage, after the scrimmage, took a knee, coach was talking, tried to stand back up, just locked up on him. So, that's Chico. Hey, Jay Swiss, what's up, man?
What's good, Ahmad? Shout out to the podcast. Happy to be here. I haven't done a lot of my due diligence, unfortunately, on the team this season before heading in. But what I have seen is a lot of the polls and everything that have been going up, and a lot of the writers and the websites I'm seeing have UVA predicted to finish last in the ACC. And I'm curious to you, someone who's, you know, been around the team and seen what this team has, do you think that the reason for the ranking being so low is because of questions coming off of last year? Is it because they believe we have a lack of talent on the roster? Or where do you really think all this prejudice towards Virginia football being one of the worst teams in the ACC this year is coming from?
Man, I've struggled with trying to rationalize with all these outside writers from Charlottesville and analysts that's not in Charlottesville picking us to be last, the worst, and guys saying we are the worst Power Five team in America. I don't get it. I really don't. So here's the thing. I understand we lost a lot of talent on offense. Like, the receivers we lost, very talented. Didn't have their best year, but talent alone, up there. Quarterback we lost, record-breaking quarterback. Didn't have a good year, but we lost him. So you replace him with a quarterback that's coming from a, quote, smaller program with not a lot of fanfare. And then they like, well, who is he going to throw to? So And then they feel like a lot of people don't like Coach Ketchum's scheme just because of the year Brendan put up before he got here. So I understand that. But I don't know, man. I think it's the easiest assessment. I think it's easy to say Virginia's going to be trash can juice versus saying I feel like Virginia can still win 5 or 6 games because they're getting more pushback from saying Virginia win 4, 5, 6 games. I say 5 or 6, but win games versus they ain't going to win a damn game. Like, nobody's – like, they ain't going to get – they'll get argument from our fan base, but it won't be overall a lot of people. So it's very easy because I can't understand – and look, I ain't trying to cast no aspersions, but you know, when you back against the wall, you got to start pointing out people that's getting away with things. Georgia Tech, what did Georgia Tech do from last year that makes them better than UVA? I really want to know, like, to them. That's why I want to ask, what did Georgia Tech do? What did Boston College do? Hell, what the hell did Virginia Tech do? Don't get me wrong, they got a hell of a receiver from ODU. I get that. But they, like, who is their quarterbacks? Like, who are you? Like, really, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? But, hey, that's UVA for you. That's UVA sports. That's what they do to us. So, that's my answer.
I hear you on that. And I'm not too terribly sure if you can answer this because of the politics behind it. But seeing what we saw, like you said, we lost our record-breaking quarterback. We had NFL receivers on the roster. We had a very good team on paper last year, and they just couldn't put it together. Now, you've seen from the
practices and the spring games and the training and everything that the team, from what you've seen, has talent everywhere. And if they can put it together, they can be a very good and productive team. Now, do you think after this year, if we don't see any improvements from, you know, the playmaking aspect, wins coming in, players performing well, do you think we can start to put that more on the coaching aspect? Do you see a coaching change, maybe a coordinator difference coming in, or – do you think 2 years is enough time to really gauge that, especially having a new quarterback each year that your Kitchens has been in? You had Armstrong, and then now you've got Musket back there. Do you think that's enough time to really gauge what he's capable of doing with an offense?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that allows grace for a change not to be made, because when you're looking at the offense, it's two different quarterbacks. But then again, people are saying, you know, I can see both sides of the coin as far as a coordinator. As a head coach, I don't think it's fair because, to me, he's like a year and a half in. Like, as when he got hired and when he was able to hit the recruiting trail, he was behind the eight ball. Like, it was, you know, rushing, like trying to make up time. To me, this is like his first full year of truly recruiting for the University of Virginia. And I know – we're getting back to the, you know, win the state. Because if I'm not mistaken, like, Virginia Tech had like 12 or 13 Virginia signees this year. And we had 6 or 7, something like that. But I don't know, man. It's one of the things, like, we are in a results-based business. So to truly answer your question with my analyst hat on, you got to see improvements. Like, yes, wins and losses definitely count, but – if the offense improves overall and they show flashes and they show they could be balanced and they could be efficient and they could cut down on turnovers, cut down on drops, and you show a vast improvement, even if you don't win as many games. Now, if they're only picking us to win 0, 1, or 2 games, then you ain't got that much to do, really. Because if you win 1 or 2 games, then damn it, you improve by the naysayers. But based off last year, we took a step back because you look at the total wins and stuff. But it's going to be that's going to be a tough evaluation if guys don't look better consistently, because the talent is there.
Yeah, I think it's kind of harsh for UVA fans and just like the national media overall to put this kind of stain on the program after the season they had last year, because, you know, I hate to make excuses, but you had the tragedy that happened. You have a first year head coach bringing in his new system. And the whole offense just got to get arranged to that. And then you have what happened. And it just threw a real big loophole in any plans, I think, that they really had as a coaching staff to get that offense ready and to get, you know, some solid production out of their players. So I think starting this year, I don't think you can really you know, even in my opinion, if the offense has a, you know, average to below average, well, I won't say below average, but just an average to mid year, I don't think you can really put that on the coaching staff. Cause this, like you said, this is really their first recruit, like really first cycle in recruiting, really first chance to really get a full season under their belt with all their players and have a full off the field and on the field kind of focused mentality. So I'm really curious. I think this is the year we'll really see what this coaching staff has really got to bring. Because I was excited when we brought him on. I thought, you know, having that championship culture coming from Clemson and having Kitchens and everything, I thought we were going to really see some flashes of real greatness. And then, of course, we had what we had happen. And then certain players on the offense just weren't – it wasn't really clicking for a lot of people. So I think this year is really going to open some eyes. You know, I think a lot of the naysayers are going to have their moments where, like, oh, we told you so. But then you're going to have the moments to where, wow, maybe there is something here after all.
Yeah, and it's just one of the things. So – here's the thing about Coach Tony Elliott. Great story. Just a great person. Like, you talk to him, he's a great person. When it comes to football, when you are assisting in a championship, within a championship organization, they're not going to give you credit. So they're trying to see if you can bring that with you. And one of the things that any person or coach has to learn, like when you go into a new setting, you really can't try to duplicate where you come from. You got to make it your own. And I think he realized, like, the kids here are different than the kids at Clemson. How you communicate with the kids here are different than how you communicate with the kids in Clemson. They're going, like, when you're winning, you're going to be more receptive. If you're struggling, you question the message because you feel like you're not getting the results that you want. And that's in anything. Like, I coach track. If I coach a kid all week on certain techniques and do this coming out the blocks, do that, and we go through all these different workouts, and then the next track meet, their time doesn't get faster. That very next week, it's difficult for me to tell them to stay the course because they didn't see a result that kind of validates to them that they're ascending. You know what I'm saying? So when it came to Tony coming here, he's challenging the leaders because that's how they did it at Clemson. And a lot of times he's trying to, like, bring that mindset here. And these kids may be thinking, like, are you making us UVA or Clemson 2.0 in a sense? I'm saying this loosely. I'm not saying this is what took place. I'm just trying to tap into the mindset of what might have took place. And it probably was a lot of mental warfare going on. And that's why you probably saw a lot of drops. Like, mentally, sometimes the players just did not seem like they were there. And I'm not saying you got to coddle a player, you got to do this, but you got to meet a player where they at. And that's what me speaking to him, if I could be transparent, and I think he said in an interview, he learned that he had to change up his approach to the players here. And everybody's different. And you just can't assume that it worked on this side, it's going to work on that side. So I think he's gotten better at meeting players where they at, understanding what really gets them going. Like, some guys, you got to chew their ass out and they give you a great response. Another player, you chew his ass out, he going to tank. And ain't he soft. It's just that doesn't work for them. Like, me personally, if a coach cussed at me, I got so pissed off that a coach had the nerve to cuss at me in front of folks that I would envision their face on the body of the player and I try to do something bad to it. And while they cheering, I'm like the water boy. Like, why are you cheering? I just did that to you. But then you got other people that don't, you know, man, don't be talking to me like that, man. Forget that. I ain't doing nothing. You ain't going to embarrass me. Nah, I ain't doing nothing. Since you want to holler at me, I ain't doing nothing. Not realizing you ain't hurting the coach by pouting and not doing nothing. You hurting yourself. You know? So, yeah, man. So, what is it? 6:48. I want to get into the schedule because I think this is what I learned. Shout out to Bronco Mendenhall. I learned a lot about what's the best way I can say it? How to set up fights correctly in order to be successful. Because what Bronco tried to tell folks, when you trying to take a program from one level and elevate it to the next, how you schedule games is very important. And we seeing this year, how we schedule games could be bad. Because this schedule ain't no punk. I mean, even the teams that used to be, let's circle the wagons and circle the game and run it up, these ain't the same programs no more. Like, JMU second game, dub. Back in the day, dub. How many we going to win by? 30. Get ready to play, Rook. I'm out by halftime. We're going to smash them. Not no more. Don't nobody got us beating JMU. Like, I'm giving y'all the real. That's how you know times done change. JMU versus UVA. Did JMU beat UVA in basketball? I'm trying to think. Did we lose to them in basketball? Jay Swiss, you know? Oh, Jay Swiss dropped back down. Anyway, I hope not. So, yeah. Somebody let me know in the chat, man. But anyway, yeah. So we playing JMU. So Tennessee on the road in Nissan in a pro stadium, new quarterback. They got new quarterback too, but their quarterback played last year. This dude is a freak. Everybody think he the next Anthony Richardson. What's his name? Melton. Come on, man. We got to melt him. That D-line got to get home. They got a good offensive line, though. I ain't going to lie. I've been scouting them already. They got a good offensive line. I know they lost their big Biletnikoff receiver. I get that. They got some weapons. He ain't Hendon Hooker. But the Joker got a scud of an arm. I hope he throw a bunch of radio balls. Balls you hear but don't see. I hope a lot of them go incomplete or hit a couple of our defensive backs in the chest. That's what I hope. So, but, you know, looking at our schedule, man, they picked the wrong time to do this, man. We playing JMU. I ain't scared of JMU because I'm an old school guy, right? But you got to respect JMU and what, like, they've been the most successful program in the state of Virginia in the past, what? I mean, they won a national championship at their level. I know we won the Coastal, but they won a national championship at their level. That's just what it is. And everybody got them beating us. I mean, you look at all the aficionados, they got us losing the first five. So we play Tennessee in Nashville, 12 o'clock. Then we play JMU, 12 o'clock game here at the Scott. Then we go to Maryland. It's a short week because we play them on a Friday night. And y'all don't know none. These young boys don't know nothing about College Park. College Park different. College Park different. They different. Yeah, so it was 2001 JMU beat UVA. I remember that. See, thank you, Bama Who. Thank you. Yeah, and Too Quick sent me to, y'all on it, man. Y'all on it. That was 2021 I was thinking about. Okay. But yeah, so we play Maryland at Maryland. It's a short week. So, all right, so you play Saturday. It's going to be a short week. You play Saturday, go in Sunday, watch film, or you may not even watch film. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to practice. Thursday's a travel day. Then Friday, you play in Maryland. Now, the good thing about that is we back at home the next Friday. We welcome back Brennan Armstrong, a 7:30 Friday night game here at Scott Stadium. Then we travel to Boston College. All the aficionados don't have us winning a single game. Now here's the question to me. I mean, question from me to them. Those same folks were saying Brennan Armstrong is some trash can juice, right? And everybody joked Coach Nine and his offense. Those same aficionados. So you got NC State coming here, and now those two dudes y'all claim trash can juice supposed to beat this defense. Think about that. Coach 2J also, shout out to Coach 2J, my guy, offensive line coach there at NC State. Think about that, bro. Y'all talk bet. I'm talking when I say y'all, I'm talking about the aficionados that I got served. Shut the hell up, Juice, because they on the list. I got a tab for y'all. I'm spending a lot of cash to serve y'all ass. Shut the hell up, Juice. At the end of the year, I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm ready to spend this money on Shut the Hell Up, Juice. I'm gonna get y'all address. I'm telling you, give me a size. I'm gonna send shirt. Take a picture of it. I'm gonna put it up because y'all gonna need all of this. And I know Brendan got this. I know Brendan got this game scheduled. Like, circle. He ready. All y'all that booed him when he threw the pick 12. And I know y'all played the lottery that damn day. He ready. He won. He ready. He ready. Coach and I gonna throw to the damn tackle. First play of the game. Gonna say, and what? That's the name of the play. And what on three? Break. Throw to the tackle. And what? Let me add my dog, OG. And then when we go to Boston College, Chestnut Hill. Man, what the heck? Like, Zay Flowers gone. What does Boston College got, bro? Like, how are they, like, is it that bad? When y'all look at us on paper compared to them, is it that damn bad? Like, what we doing? Boston College? We just going off of last year to this year. Not historically, none of that. But damn, we can't even beat Boston College. Then you got Mike coming back. You know what I'm saying? Wim Murray got high expectations. You feel me? OG who favorite word? Expectation. Hey.
Yeah.
Mike come here. Hey, Mike, give us that dub player. You know what I'm saying? But then you got folks saying, oh, man, even they could beat UVA. Mike coming for blood. Because last time we was here, we put blood in his mouth. I'm talking about beat breaks off him. And that young quarterback he had. But, you know, this schedule, man. North Carolina, what did North Carolina beat us by, like, 3 last year? Then we went into 4 overtimes with Miami last year. Y'all still drinking that damn Miami juice. The hell with Miami. And they gold necklaces and rings and stuff. Georgia Tech, after that. At Louisville. At least a Louisville fan said UVA always plays tough, so there ain't no guarantee win. Salute to Louisville. Duke got a good team. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, Duke's one of the few teams to me really punched us in our mouth last year. Like, he shot Heisha downhill. I was like, oh, stop punching me. Stop. That was one of the teams last year. I was like, God dang, Duke beating that. Like, punching us in the face hard. And then that diarrhea team coming here to end the year. So that's the schedule. We need more cupcakes, man, when you're trying to get back, trying to climb out the hole. Ain't enough cupcakes on the schedule. James Madison and Wilmer Murray ain't cupcakes no more, man. Out of all years, how come we? I don't want to say no team because I don't want them coming after me, but. OG, man, what's your thoughts, man?
Yeah. You already know what's good.
What's good with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. I got tempered expectations. But at the same time, you feel me? Them shit still there. They still there, man. You know, you see all these little analytic people behind these blue checks with dogs and cats as they Twitter X profile picture, whatever you want to call it, man. 1-11 and 0-12.
So everybody in here a Virginia fan, Capital.
All day, every day.
What your prediction is this year? What's the record?
Hey, I got us winning at least 5 to 6 games. Coming back from last season when we lost 3+ games, less than 3 possessions. Come on now, that ain't nothing but some fine tuning. You got the same defensive coaches who got Bruv the bag that went to Florida. You feel me? That weren't on accident. It weren't because they was on the field all the time. That came from production. That came from real teaching. That shit came from real coaching. That's what that came from. And it changed. And I don't expect it to change. You got the young guys who've been there. And at the same time, like I asked a question in the group chat, I'd be scratching my head. I'm like, hey, man. I see a lot of these young boys shining. Mm-hmm. So did they hit on the targets or did the roster get better? That's a real mind play. You know what I'm saying? Because all the way around, I feel like if you can win games of taking what the defense gives you. Last season, for instance, what game was that? The Illinois game? You cannot have 6 turnovers in the first half and have like no points. 3 points. Get in the red zone 4 times, you have no points. You cannot do that. That is an automatic L in any category. If you take what 5 of the 6 sack leaders coming off the defensive line returning, if you take what they give you, oh yeah. I mean, I don't care who out there. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Like, everybody picking JMU over us. Man, cuz, go ahead on with that. With that false navigation. with that.
Do you think y'all will beat Miami?
I think we stand a good chance. Miami is, they ain't done nothing to prove to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Escaped with a W last year. They escaped with it. We play Miami.
Hold on one second.
When I feel like when we play Miami, we play Miami the toughest. Every year when we play Miami, it's a good game. It don't be habitual blowouts.
Yeah, it don't be blowouts.
I mean, they got all them 5-star offensive linemen. Them boys young. They can put them in there. We got 5 of the 6 returning defensive linemen. That's grown-ass men. So we going to knock up front. Games can be won in the – that's where games are won, in the trenches. And shout-out Coach Heff. Hey, don't be walking in no drills. You know what I mean? Get your ass – don't be walking in no drills. That's what we need. We need hand technique, fighting. Get the boys out there fighting in the trenches again. Like, we want people, like we want a university that put out consistent NFL product linemen. I mean, back to back. Even Luke Bowacko, they don't even know who the hell he was. But he damn sure got his space on the Cowboys.
Okay, I'm back. Now, what'd you say about Miami again?
Hey, look, I gotta be in a good game. That's a toss-up for me. A lot of these games are toss-ups. Even with Duke, you know what I'm saying? Duke, they got a solid roster, but again, that's still a toss-up. We owe them one, so we got that money. We got
but,
that.
But hold on, wait a minute. Was that a mod to say 5 or 6 games? How much you got to win?
Nah, it sounds like that you got me. 8 piece. That was me that said 5.
Nah,
to 6.
I said 5 or 6.
Nah,
he got it right.
I said 5 to 6 too. Okay. I said 5 to 6 wins. You know what I'm saying? Give or take, that's 5 to 6 wins. And that's less night and day from what you was last year, again, when you only had, what, 2 or 3 wins and you got 2 cancels. And then you add in the fact that you
so
lost
what was
multiple
record
games.
Last year?
Well, how many games we won? We won 2 or 3 games last year. Yeah, we won 3 games. And you had 2 canceled. And then you lost 3-plus games by a possession or more. You know, you got to win the turnover battle. We got to just minimize mistakes and just play basic football. Play fundamentally sound football. Take what they give you. You give me 5, I'll take 5. You give me 3, I'm going to take 3. Then we going to earn that last little bit. You know what I'm saying? You got to take what they give you. So that's how I feel about that. You know, I ain't expecting a lot, but I'm expecting a lot more buy-in. I saw a lot more togetherness. I saw a lot more everything. So, you know, I'm ready for the season. Y'all ready. Tennessee can think it's a joke. They've been on Joe Milton's, you know what. That's cool. I'm cool with all that. But I'm here to tell you, in America, especially on this Twitterverse, they will build your ass up to tear you down immediately. And I'm down to push the little TNT mic down to blow that up week 1. Yep. I heard all about him. He could throw a football 900 yards, but that boy can't throw. He ain't got no accuracy. I've been watching. Oh, yeah. We own him. Throw them just wild if you want to. Them little young DBs, them boys out there hungry. They hungry. So, yeah, man, we got to be ready. I ain't sleeping on that. Tennessee got a whole brand new offensive line versus my seasoned defensive line.
Nah, I think Tennessee returned pretty much all. Like, they returned a great bit, I think. Well, not mistaken.
Even still, it'll be a fight up front. I don't got us folding like that. And then I think with the depth that we have at that position at the defensive line, that's good enough to wear a solid offensive line.
I agree with
down.
That. I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Right there.
Yep. By the time you get to third down, you bring a fresh body in there like Terrell Jones, who looking like he's 37, but he really goddamn 19 and a half. You know what I'm saying? it get a little hard. It get a little different. You know what I'm saying? You come off the ball different. Your pad height different. Everything change.
Hey, OG.
Yo.
I'm looking at your schedule. Where you see them 5 wins at?
I mean,
I can tell you the five wins. I can tell you the five wins. I ain't gonna beat around the bush. We ain't gonna be funny. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll circle JMU. I'll circle NC State. I'll circle Boston College. I'll circle Wilmer Mary. I'll circle North Carolina. I'll circle Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Louisville be a toss up.
We can circle Virginia Tech. They just as ass, man. You know what I'm saying? Like what? Yeah.
Like,
you'll be trying to play.
I just can't look at the schedule and see. Like I could see like Tennessee and Maryland beating us. I could see that. Like I can see that. I know you're a Miami guy. Y'all just ain't really drugged us in the last couple years.
Yeah,
even
man.
Like last year, y'all was supposed to drug us, and it was a nasty game.
Do you see what we got from this year to last year?
Yeah, but y'all always like that, bro. Y'all roster always better than us.
Every time.
Hold on. So 2 years ago, when y'all missed the field goal, y'all roster was way better than ours. Way better. Go look at that roster again.
And I agree with you on that. That's why when these people be saying, oh, Miami getting 3 stars and this and that, no stars. But I'm trying to tell them, like, listen, we're losing to teams with 3 stars and not in the top 25 ranking. So you feel what I'm saying? Y'all always, we're more talented probably than anybody except what? Clemson and Florida State?
Yeah, that's a
and
fact,
we've been
bro.
Having more talent than Florida State lately. Still, you see what they did.
Cause y'all get more who get more IMG guys? Is it y'all or Florida State? Who get them? They do.
Florida State didn't have their people, but they ain't pan out. We get IMG. I mean, we got Francis Mongold, the 5-star tackle.
Yeah.
But you know, we had Redding, but Redding really ain't doing that. So,
okay.
But they go everywhere though. Not just Miami and Florida State.
Nah, but that's just who I see, because we can just go off paper and last year and feel like it's still early. I mean, it's just fall camp, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody got no game film yet, so I don't know how Muss is going to look. I don't know how offensive line going to look. I don't know how our receiver's going to pan out or how our back's going to gel. So, with everybody playing guessing, but to say UVA won't win a single game like Boomer did, like, come on, dog. Like, you're going to have me cussing up here.
I'm shocked you said NC State, though.
Yeah, man.
Why you shocked?
Hey,
why you shocked I said NC State? Because
they got a defense. But you're right. They kind of don't got out. But that defense kind of
decent. Was that defense better than ours?
Last year?
Yeah.
No. And it won't even close.
At the beginning, they kind of fell off.
So you saying from beginning to end, and that was not close.
I'm just trying to understand. All I ever try to do is understand like somebody's logic and see their logic, and then see if I can incorporate questions to kind of see if they're gonna wave off of it or if they're gonna see what I'm saying.
Okay, but you lost you lost Cypress though to Florida State. So
we lost both our ACC.
Yeah, one to the NFL, but we replaced them with two qualified all conference Big 12 corner and a national championship all ACC rookie of the year corner. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, with the coach that got that boy the bag, you feel me? Shout out to him. Big time. I'm with that. He earned that. He deserved that. That's what he want to do with his life. But at the same time, that show don't stop. For real. I'm a believer in Tavon Callum, Malcolm Green, Will Simpkins. Hey, them boys got some DBs.
OG and Ahmad. Yep. Listen, man. I ain't think it was a Virginia fan out there. Boy, y'all in here doing y'all thing.
Man. Hey, look, you don't be listening to the big three, the roll up?
I've been
on the roll up like 5 or 6 times, bro. I'm part of that little extension of the network.
I never checked it out. So you live in Florida?
No, I live in Virginia. I'm in Richmond right now, standing in the yards.
Oh, okay. Well, ain't no Virginia fans out there. Cut it out, dog.
Not
on the spaces I did. I mean, they're my first time seeing this. That's why I follow.
I've been getting active.
Yeah, I be having jokes too, babe. You gotta pop in.
We real out here. OG stood me up last week. Where was the space at?
I was at the beach last week. I was bent half the week.
Yeah, he broke now. He got to work some overtime. They spent all his money.
I sure did this week, dog. Hey, I sure did this week.
Hey, big homie, how many games you got Miami winning, bro? What you been seeing from them this fall camp?
9 or 10.
Okay.
My question is, how much improvement are you going to be expecting from your offensive line with your head coach being offensive line and Fishy Arnado? He done brought in all these 5-star offensive linemen. Mm. Pancakes.
I'm telling
you, I better see it. I better see it. I'm trying to tell you.
No, Pancake ain't starting, man. My goal going to start at that right tackle. Pancake, he in a 2-deep, though.
Because we're going to test him. We're going to test them.
Yeah, no, the line will be way better. Light years better.
And TVD, you got him finally being with the media. See, hey, look, you see what they did to TVD? That's what they're going to do to Joe Milton. You watch what I tell you. Mm. Everybody talking about Joe right now, ain't it? Tyler Van Dyke, hey, TVD.
Oh, that's right. That's crazy. I forgot all about him, bro.
Yep, they build you up to break you down. I'm telling you, crazy. We're gonna put the cord right to the back of Joe Milton.
I remember coming to last year. Buddy. He was that guy coming to last year. Then Buddy from North Carolina, May, was like, "Nah, May, yeah. I have this dance, please."
Yep, and Drake May gonna go through the same thing.
What they got? Jordan Travis wail over him too.
Hey, he nice though. Quarterback. Yeah. Hey, Jordan Travis, nice though. Jordan Travis, big nice.
He just got to go out there and play his game, man. I don't know. Last year, we ain't going to make no excuses, but he'll be back this year. I got faith in him.
You got faith, no doubt. No, I like him, though, man. I like him too. As a QB.
Hey, I think he'd be all right.
Yeah, but I think we improved at every position on the field, every position group on the field, both sides.
Everyone.
Who y'all OC?
Dawson from Houston.
Yeah.
I'm going on a stretch. I feel as if the quarterback position, from me watching what I done watched live, I mean, at the 50, I had my arms over the concrete wall. Hey, look, I feel like we got better at the quarterback position, only for security reasons and purposes.
Hold on, what'd you say, OG?
I feel like we got better at
who is
the
we?
Quarterback position. UVA.
Uh-oh, that's a hot take.
Yeah, I'm coming in nuclear. And there's no shot towards Brennan. Brennan, he played great within that system. You know what I'm saying?
No, you mean within the other system.
Yeah. That's why I said that one. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? He's a good quarterback. I'm not and that's not a knock on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's always had that turnover bug. We've always had that turnover bug. And one thing that I noticed with both of them is even the young boy, he on the list today. That Jones shocked me. I was like, damn, they listed the backup quarterback as top 10 incoming freshman? I'm like, hold on. Hey,
you know who they ain't seen yet?
Who?
Darian Harrison.
Yeah, hey, look, I've been seeing them yet. Things, man.
He ain't seen one yet.
He playing for a special reason, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, he from that boy land, too. Hey, look, he for real.
Yeah,
that's why people thought I was joking when I was asking the question. Like, hey, look. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, man, did the recruiters get it right?
That's what I'm exactly.
Or did the roster get better?
Exactly.
Which one is it?
But here's the thing. Like, I can see how recruiters, not recruiters, but I can see how these publications look at players and read their bios. Like, if you look at Harrison's bio, it don't jump out to you. Because he was just an athlete. He was playing quarterback.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how did y'all dodge Clemson and Florida State?
We played them, I think, every other year. Yeah, we play them next year. Yeah. With the setup, and there ain't no dodge.
Last time we played Florida
State. We can't wait for that.
Last time we played Florida State, we gave them a slug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, for real. we waiting on that. You don't think I want to go to Clemson and show them what they get? They lost? You know what I'm saying? We got to go back there. You feel me? We got to put up some type of fight.
Shit, let them know you fighting for the boy.
Yeah, we got to get our lick back versus Miami. Last year, that joint was so crazy.
Oh, no, it ain't going to be this year, though. Yeah. Nah, not this year.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, we like, we like to post up in Miami, though. You know what I'm saying?
The old stadium, that's our stadium. Yeah, y'all be posting up, but it won't be to celebrate.
It won't be to celebrate? Okay.
Hey, what my boy said, man, what's his name, man? I can't think of his name, man. The offensive lineman. He made the video on
Mandy Alonzo?
Yeah, no, not Mandy, man. He played on, he was on the offensive line.
Oh, he said offensive
line. Chris Glazier.
I'm talking about Chris Glazier.
When he made the video, they was in the locker room. Yeah. He was like, hey, Miami, kind of feels like home, you know? Hey, look, I feel you. Hey, we go down there and we party. That's our home. We know where to go eat. We know where to go club.
Man, he talking crazy, you know, you big homie. He going at you, big homie.
You feel me? Like, nah, man.
I got a score prediction.
What's up?
Dang.
Miami 56, Virginia 10.
56 points?
Yeah.
And 10?
Y'all gonna score 56 points.
On a top 15 defense? Woo! I'm with it.
Hey, what about the man said? What's that they be smoking? To Cal.
Nah, man, it'll be 56-10.
Y'all say that every year. Y'all about to play as though y'all be swimming down. Y'all gonna smoke.
Well, I ain't never told you. I'm telling you, 56-10.
Last year, what was your prediction before we played? You remember?
Oh, I knew it was. I didn't even think we was gonna win. It was terrible last year. I didn't think we was gonna win that game.
Oh, okay,
man. Well, everybody look at us. They automatically counted for a W. They automatically just assume.
All I know is
them right to say last year. It was a soccer game.
Let me. Matter of fact. Let me take a look at Boomer again, because I want to get pissed off. Petty Hawk about to go off on him again. Because that fool, that damn ceiling in the goddamn floor, the hell?
I mean, all of them. We might well go off on unnecessary roughness, all of them. All
who got a quarterback networks, is?
Don't none of them do they do. Don't none of them do no due diligence.
I thought Armstrong was y'all quarterback.
Nah, he NC sir. State.
Nah, man.
Oh, yeah, he did go to. So that's why y'all saying y'all gonna be NC State,
because
we're gonna beat them regardless.
Hold on, so Boomer got Miami going. The ceiling is 6-6, and the floor is 4-8. He disrespected y'all too. Damn,
he don't know no ball, man. If he's saying
that's
six,
what I'm saying,
I can give you six wins off the top of my head, like guaranteed wins.
Damn, guaranteed.
Is Virginia
yeah, you know Virginia went up. You know Virginia went up. You know, that's why he said it like that. That's why he said it like that. That's why he said it like that. You knew Virginia was one up. That's why he said Gary. That's why he said, you want me to list them?
Double down on it. Yeah.
No, but seriously, though, Miami of Ohio, Bethune-Cookman, Temple. What are we want at? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Boston College, Georgia Tech, and last but not least, the Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers. So he got Boston College ceiling at 10-2. What the hell does Boomer see in Boston College?
You don't even need to read that no more.
Their ceiling is 10-2?
I don't know. I think that just ain't dude Phil back. Is that dude Phil Jakovic back?
No.
Nah. His 29th year, or is he somewhere else?
I think he gone.
Now Phil Jakovic went to Pittsburgh.
And so who is BC quarterback?
I don't know.
It was some transfer. Another transfer.
From where?
I think did the Pittsburgh quarterback transfer to the
you talking about the man, what is the Schlotsky's Deli? What's his damn name, man?
Yeah, I think they swapped quarterbacks.
Man, what's his damn name, man? Schlotsky's Deli, something foul like that, man. I know who you're talking about though. The boy from Pitt, man. If they swap quarterbacks, they equal.
The fact they that equal. This fool got our ceiling as one win, we the only team with a ceiling like that. I'm a headbutt him when I see him.
No, I give y'all Will Maryland, James Madison. But didn't y'all lose to James Madison last year?
Nah.
No.
We ain't playing last year.
No.
Lost to James Madison. I almost lost.
And basketball on 21.
They solid, though.
Tech lost to JMU a few years ago.
Yeah, Tech did.
Yeah, I was there for that at JMU.
Hey, Boomer. Hey, Boomer. When I see you, Petty Hawk, I'm going to headbutt you and give you a damn Petty Hawk shirt. Okay? I'm going to headbutt you hard, too. And I ain't going to headbutt you. I don't want you to think I'm trying to threaten you on this app.
Jam, you ain't gonna slouch game though. I know that.
That was ranked at one point. No, yeah, Jam, you James Maxwell ranked.
Jam, you
a little bit.
JMU trying to come for the throne.
They got some talent for sure.
Who y'all like to win the ACC though?
For me, who I like to win the ACC, Clemson. I think Clemson gonna do it. That boy Clay Cade Klubnik, he the truth in the booth. I don't know how they keep getting them, but hey, look, buddy, it's the truth. I seen them last year. All right,
what game you seen them in?
They went ahead and threw DJ in the trash for the boy with the quick with the quickness.
What game you seen him in?
I wanted at the end of the year.
What game?
I can't think what game it was. I know it was at the end of the year and he got in.
North
Carolina Conger game.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they snatched.
What
DJ
game did they play?
Was it look back?
Who did they play in? Oh shucks, man, they played somebody that was like indoors. It was a dome game, but he came in late and was throwing darts. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Syracuse?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. Don't get me lying.
Buddy got it in him, man. He is next up for
all
sure.
All right, got like 5 more minutes, man. Elon, I see you just came up. Did you have any questions? And Craig, did you have anything, any questions or any thoughts on the season before we wrap this up? My man Joe Biz being in the building. What's up, my man? Lift yourself.
I just was curious, Ball Hawk, if what you thought about the young cat, Anthony Calandria.
Yeah, man, playmaker. I call him a backyard again because it's like playing in the backyard, you know? Like, when you blitz him, he just make nothing into something. So, he definitely is pushing Muskie, though, like Coach said.
If he ain't lying, man. He the future.
Yeah.
Them back throw, them back shoulder throws. Off the back foot, off rolling off the pocket in the juke.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man. Hey. People think he being funny. You know what I'm saying? When you see the headline that Anthony is pushing Tony. Oh, what? They missed on their FCS target?
Nah, man.
Anthony good. He is that damn good. Did you not see in the spring game that, like, 40-yard dart that he threw down the middle of between two people that hit Gibson in the chest? Like, hey, look, some of them throws that he be making is way too effortless.
Yeah, he got a big league arm for sure.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Hey, we got one. I be commenting on this shit all the time. Future King. That's it. Our leader, future leader.
Hey,
you up next.
Too quick. Got his hand up. What's up with you, my guy?
What's good, Hawk? How you living, man?
I'm good, bro. Appreciate you.
Hey, ain't no problem. I got a question kind of for you, OG, and the rest of the people in the speakers. What do y'all think about the state of the ACC right now? And if you guys can make a decision, what would y'all do to either save it or, like, you think we kind of destined to implode?
Oh, no, we ain't going to implode. There's too many championships running around here from all the sports.
Then you got to think different about schools. Basketball. We just looking at it from football. You got to look at basketball.
Yeah, that's what makes it tough.
I mean, yeah. even other sports. I mean, in football, you know, you got Clemson, who has been in like 11 out of 13 last, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Yeah, you look
Florida State coming back. Miami could come back.
Look at soccer. You look at baseball. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of stock in other sports that.
So I don't think it's going to implode. I think the deal could get better, but that comes with the people at the table. But in my opinion, if it was me out here, what I would do is I would go ahead and add the Stanford and the Cal, and every other year you had a conference championship in Vegas. Hell, everybody can meet me out that junk. We're going to party.
But I do think them schools definitely dipping, though.
They want to. Yeah, they want to.
They getting the hell out of Dodge.
I would add Tulane. I'd add SMU. My boy Joey B, you out there? Hey, that oil money is for real. Hey, look up that. The steaks y'all eating out there is for real. That oil money is serious as hell.
Oh, yeah. SMU can come on down.
What? That TV revenue? What? They got people that's ready to pay the school $200 million
They got NIL ready.
What?
Ready.
Like, nah, man. They high school football stadiums is better than some of our college stadiums in Virginia.
And while we talking about this, Petty Hawk, just want to say this, man. I want to say this because I'm going to wrap this up. And I just got to get off my chest. So when folks talk about, like, recruiting, right, and we always talk about the team down the street and recruiting and how to do it. Let me tell you something. One thing I can say about the team down the street compared to us, They ain't got they don't operate on morals. That's all I'm gonna say. So when it comes to getting recruits, they don't operate on morals.
Who is the team down the street for y'all?
Virginia Tech. They don't operate on morals when it comes to recruiting. They ain't afraid to, you know what I'm saying, act like they and the King of Diamonds and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll make it rain a little bit.
Yeah.
That was Fuente and his crew, bro.
Nah, man, he won't make it nothing rain. He was out there in the back roads of Texas selling.
Now I'm just saying, man, they're not afraid to really push the boundaries, quote unquote, of the NIL. You know what I'm saying? Like, our school gonna try to do it right. And when you try to do it right, it takes some time before everybody understand, like, oh, okay. Cause these recruits are looking for that now. And how we operate, it don't come like right now. It's like gradually over time. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you see some guys going down the street. A lot of people ain't gonna tell you the truth. They just gonna be like, well, you know, it's because of this. Now the facilities do play a role though. I ain't gonna lie. And we upgrade them, but though I like the bag man don't make a difference. Bag man, hey, look, man. I done seen people in apartments with Teslas. That's all I got to say. So hey, it is what it is.
Hey man, all I got with that one, hey man, get Fontel out of there.
Yo, as long as they take care of Fonte, I know he behind enemy lines, and they taking care of him.
He having too much damn fun. Get him out of there.
Get him out of there.
Get him out of there.
He the king of Blacksburg right now, bro.
Hey, look, he having too much fun.
Shout out to Fonte though, man. But look,
shout
man,
out the dog. Appreciate
everybody for tapping in today, man. I'm gonna try to do another space sometime next week, or at least before the Tennessee game. I mean, I know I do my recorded preview and stuff like that, but I want to try to do at least one UVA themed Twitter space. And just depends on what OG who gonna do his, because I don't want to do it on the same day. You can't overlap like that. So, you know. But I appreciate everybody for tapping in, man. Make sure you follow all the speakers. Follow me, the host. Elon, you had something else? Or you were just waving by?
No, I was just waving by. I appreciate y'all doing the space, man.
Yeah, no problem. And definitely appreciate Big Homie for tapping in, you know, showing this hurricane some love. I'm never against other fan bases coming in my space and bigging up their teams that we play, because that's what it's all about, man. So I appreciate you, and I'll follow you back too, Big Homie.
100.
Yes, sir.
Go Canes.
There you go. And until next time, man. Wahoo, wah. You know how we do. We getting ready, man. What'd you say? OG, who we going to go down to Tennessee? What we going to do down there, dog? Okay, he left. That's how we gonna end the show. Y'all be easy, man. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.